From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov pledged Thursday to continue supporting Syrian forces in Aleppo until, in his words, the city is cleared of terrorists. Lavrov's comment came after meeting his Turkish counterpart, who said the two diplomats agreed on the need to reach a ceasefire in Syria. Dorian Jones has more on the meeting.
Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu and his Russian counterpart Sergei Lavrov said they had found common ground on the ongoing siege of the Syrian city of Aleppo.
Bunun da en iyi yöntemi siyasi çözümdür.
We are in agreement that a ceasefire is needed so the tragedy can come to an end, Çavuşoğlu said at a news conference after the meeting. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Oil prices rose Thursday, building on momentum from an agreement by the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries to cut production. The decision sent oil prices up about 10% Wednesday. Thursday's gains were a bit more modest.
Mes chers compatriotes.
That's French President François Hollande, and he is announcing that he will not run for a second term in office. Hollande announced his intention Thursday in a televised address, saying he doesn't have sufficient support to win a second term. A top ally of Brazilian President Michel Temer has been ordered to stand trial on corruption charges. Brazil's Supreme Court Thursday indicted Senate President Renan Calheiros on charges of embezzlement. The new charges are expected to destabilize the Temer administration and fan tensions between Brazil's judiciary and Congress. The U.S. Senate gave final approval to an extension of the American sanctions law against Iran. Lawmakers of both parties said the law is critical to enforcing the international nuclear accord with Iran. This is VOA News. The European Union's law enforcement agency, Europol, says it has arrested five people on an online criminal enterprise. Police agencies spanning the globe and representing about 30 countries participated in the effort. The agency says it has closed down a criminal group known as Avalanche, and that has caused hundreds of millions of dollars in damage through online cyber attacks. The action follows a four-year-long investigation. President-elect Donald Trump headed to the U.S. Midwest Thursday. Trump visited the Carrier Air Conditioner Company in Indiana after he and Vice President-elect Mike Pence, Indiana's governor, wooed the manufacturer's executives with $7 million in tax incentives to keep most of their jobs in the state instead of sending them to Mexico.
But also, I just want to let all of the other companies know that we're going to do great things for business. There's no reason for them to leave anymore because your taxes are going to be at the very, very low end and your unnecessary regulations are going to be gone. We need regulations for safety and environment and things. But most of the regulations are nonsense. It's become a major industry, the writing of regulations.
Right now, Trump is holding a campaign-style rally in Ohio, the first stop on what he is calling a thank you tour, to greet some of the supporters who turned out for him on Election Day. U.S. media reports say Trump has picked retired Marine General James Mattis as his defense secretary, but that Mattis will need to change a federal law to be able to take the job. Trump is expected to officially make the nomination next week. If Mattis were to be approved by the U.S. Senate, Congress would have to waive a law requiring defense secretaries to be retired from active military service for at least 7 years. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that his government is ready to cooperate with the administration of U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. In his annual State of the Nation address to the Russian Parliament and Federal Council, Mr. Putin said cooperation between Russia and the United States is in the interest of the whole world. The bulk of Mr. Putin's speech was focusing on domestic issues. A congressional committee Wednesday approved a measure that would pour $160 million into a two-year effort to counter foreign online propaganda. The money is contained in the National Defense Authorization Act. It would expand the ability of the State Department's Global Engagement Center to identify and combat online disinformation. U.S. allies in East Asia Thursday welcomed the tougher sanctions imposed on North Korea by the United Nations Security Council. Few in the region say they expect the new measures, though, to deter the North Korean government from developing nuclear weapons. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.